It's a Sonic 1029 presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show.
Derek Ripley of Sum 41. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. Just kind of waking up a little bit.
Hungover from your birthday still?
Yeah, it's going to be my birthday all month.
So how does a rock star celebrate his birthday, Derek?
You know what? The funny thing is, you know, I went out last night and everyone kept saying happy birthday to me and I kept forgetting it was my birthday because it was a very typical night. You go out, get drunk with good friends, and have the time of your life. Every day is my birthday, in a way.
First off, congratulations on the brand new album.
Thank you.
Gearing up to release that very soon. Catch me up on Sum 41. What have you guys been up to over the last little while?
We've been touring. We've been at home making this record. You know, just sort of living life and making music in between.
You know, Sum 41's always had this signature sound, and when I heard Screaming Bloody Murder, the title track, it wasn't instantly recognizable.
You know, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, when you're a couple albums deep in your career, do you find it hard to find music that inspires you? Like, what kinds of things do you listen to these days?
To be honest, I don't really listen to anything new. It's like, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Faces and the Doors and Tom Petty and Bob Dylan and Elvis Costello. Like, you know, things that I kind of listen to on a daily basis. I don't know what's going on in modern music.
Well, let's talk about the album name, Screaming Bloody Murder. Where did that name come from?
It literally just popped in my head one day about, I don't know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago. And I thought, okay, well, that sounds kind of cool. Maybe I'll name a song title. You know, everything sort of just pops into my head. It's not really, it's never a thought of like, okay, let's sit down and try to write a song or try to come up with a title or try to write lyrics.
You just hear a word or a phrase and...
there, you know, just comes out of nowhere.
Well, I know that Sum 41, you know, sort of in the early days, you were sort of known for antics. Every so often, you know, I'll see you guys on Twitter, and, you know, you'll be throwing lawn chairs off a hotel room balcony or, you know, something to that effect.
Yeah, I mean, stuff gets a little bit crazy sometimes, but usually we're at the mind state where you don't quite remember it the next day. You just throw a bunch of money at it and it goes away.
Now, Derek, in addition to Sum 41, you've obviously been in the press for other things as well, being married to Avril Lavigne, and more recently, your breakup. Now, I realize that may be a little uncomfortable to talk about. I don't want to get into that. One thing I found interesting is that you had actually produced Avril Lavigne's most recent album.
I produced maybe 70% of it. I didn't do the whole thing. I think I did 6 or 7 songs.
Is that weird, sort of working with an ex?
We're really great friends. You know, we hung out together yesterday on my birthday. I mean, we did do a little bit of work sort of post-breakup, but most of it was done while we're still together.
So, Derek, I've got one last question for you. When can we expect to see Sum 41 back in Edmonton?
Yeah. We go on tour. I mean, we're on tour now. We just got back from Europe. We were in Australia. I don't know when we'll be in Canada or North America, but pretty soon, I think. Probably by August.
Awesome. Well, hey, so great to talk to you. Really looking forward to the release of the new album. Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Subscribe to the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Get it.